in Birmingham right now for the BIT live event, and I'm joined by Mr. Rob Hubbard. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Yeah.
How has things been the last couple of years?
Pretty busy. You know, still living in Redwood City, California, you know, and getting used to the madness that's been going on over there over the last few years. Mm-hmm. So, and the, you know, obviously the radical changes that are going on in the video game business right now.
All right. You've been in contact with Chris Abbott for quite some time now. You've been working with him on the Back in Time CDs. But when he told you about this, I mean, Commodore 64 disco, what was your first reaction?
My first reaction was that, you know, there's probably no way that I'd be able to get across for this. And we were originally just going to talk about just doing a conference call or something like that at the event. And then, you know, it turned out that I had, like, a couple of other things to do while I was here. And also, I persuaded David Whitaker to come and Martin Galway. So we just about got the whole team here now.
It's like a high school reunion, right?
It kind of feels like a high school reunion, yeah, for everybody who, you know, who was around back in 1986 is going to be around. So
do you know what's ahead of you tonight?
I have really no idea what to expect. You know, I just think it'd be a bunch of guys getting very nostalgic and probably, you know, drinking a little bit too much Cabernet Sauvignon or something like that. So.
Talking about drinking, I heard many stories about when you guys got together at the old computer shows in London in the past, and you used to meet up in the bar and get really pissed. Is that going to be like that tonight as well?
I don't think it's going to be like that. You know, in those days, things were a little wilder, you know, and we had every intention of just doing business at those shows. But you would meet so many people and they would start buying drinks. And generally, by the time it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the day was wrecked. People were drunk. And then as it got to the evening, then I could comment on it, but I can't actually remember anything after, like, much after 3 o'clock in the afternoon at those events. It was pretty wild. But, you know, I think, you know, we'll try to keep things a bit more moderate tonight.
All right. There's quite a lot of musicians that will come tonight, Martin Galway, and you mentioned Dave Whitaker and a couple of other guys. Is it going to be nice to see them again?
Well, I see David Whitaker a lot, and I keep, you know, I've pretty much kept in contact with Martin Galway, you know, throughout the years, because he's still in the video game business. He works for Microsoft now. So, you know, he's moved over to the other side, as it were. Yeah, it'll be fun. It's always fun seeing those guys.
You know, we, as your fans, we really love your music, but we also love the C64 as a computer. Was the C64, in a way, special for you, or was it just another computer?
No, the C64 was always... at the time, it wasn't special because, you know, nobody really knew much of what the future was going to be doing. But, I mean, looking back, the C64 was special because I got real lucky in the fact that that was pretty much my first machine that I owned. I dabbled with a couple of Spectrum machines before that. But, you know, looking back, the C64... it definitely is special because of, you know, the fact that it had a large install base across the world and, you know, represented a whole kind of age of pioneering that really, you know, doesn't exist anywhere else.
Do you still have it somewhere?
I still actually do have a C64 in a box in my office, which is, you know, I've just never ever thrown it out, you know. I always just, for some reason, I always kept it with a couple of those 15, was it 71s, disk drives. Oh. So I still keep it, you know, for, I don't know, for nostalgic reasons. I don't have an Amiga or anything else, but I always kept this little C64.
So you feel a little bit nostalgic about it?
Oh yeah, I think so, yeah.
If you look back now, was it fun to compose on the C64?
Oh yeah, it was. You know, those days were even though it was a lot of work, I was doing an awful lot of work at the time, it was a lot of fun because everything was so kind of very experimental, very different, and there were no, you know, kind of constraints put on you from marketing and sales type people. So yeah, it was, you know, I look back at those days as being a, you know, real blast.
So if you must choose one of your tunes that you like the most, which one would you choose?
I'd probably say Sanction held up the best over time. You know, there's a lot of different versions of it, you know, and there's some pretty good, decent versions that have been redone, recreated. You know, that was one of those tunes where I really didn't like it very much when I was first doing it. And then after I'd kind of, you know, lived with it for a few days, I started to think it was okay.
So do you like the remixes that's on the internet today?
Yeah, I've heard a few of them. Obviously, you know, I haven't heard all of them. You know, I don't, you know, spend, you know, every waking minute trying to find out what remixes are out there. But this, some of the stuff I've heard is pretty good.
When will you return to the Commodore 64? When will you take it out of the box in your office and start compose on it again?
Well, you know, there's some point I may actually boot it up again just to see if it still works. But, you know, as far as writing, I don't think I could even figure out how the assembler works anymore. It's been such a long time since I used it, you know. But I could figure out the code and how all that works. I mean, that's not a problem, but, you know. Realistically, I don't think I could cope with the disk drive system. That would be the thing that would just stop you in your tracks because it's so flaky, you know. It's so unreliable, and just trying to get anything to load off it was always a, you know, up in the lap of the gods, as it were, whether or not it actually worked half the time. So for that reason, I don't even know if I still have my software of the assembler either. I might have thrown that away at some point.
So, do you still have the original games that you made music for?
No, I gave all that stuff away. You know, I had a collection of all the games, and I guess, you know, that was a mistake. I should have kept that stuff. But I, you know, when I moved, I just got rid of. When I first moved from the UK to go to the US, I just got rid of all that stuff, including my original C64 that I had. You know, which actually worked. Well, the filters actually worked. So,
you've heard of the SID station? Have you tried it out?
I've heard of the SID station, and I think it's a little bit sad that these people are purging all these old C64s just to rip the SID chips out of them and create a MIDI-based implementation that they're selling for, you know, I don't know, was it $400 or $500 or something? You know. I would rather see the original machines preserved rather than being purged like that, you know. Besides the fact, you know, why is anybody going to spend $400 or $500 when, you know, there's like Nord leads out there and, you know, the analog other modeling synths out there, or there's like Rebirth, which is a software synth, a reactor. These things are just unbelievable, you know, so I don't know why anybody would want to pay that much for a SID.
You know. Nostalgic reasons, of course.
Well, I'm not sure why these people are doing it, you know. They're probably doing it for you know, some kind of strange retro movement that's going on, you know.
All right, Rob, thanks for taking time out to talk to me. And finally, do you have any wise words for all your fans out there?
Wise words, you know, my wise words for like people who are nostalgic is that, you know, there is certainly no harm in, you know, looking back and being very nostalgic about this stuff. And, you know, it was a great time for me, you know, and led to a lot of things. And, which, you know, it just goes to show that you never know what's going to happen. As long as you, you know, commit to doing something 100%.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
This interview was downloaded from c64hq.com. And if you put 3 W's and a dot before that, you can go to our website and download more interviews from the BitLive event.